The 15-year-old son of Alton Sterling, the man whose death at the hands of Baton Rouge police has prompted daily protests, had a message for the thousands of people demonstrating on behalf of his father.
Continue protesting. But what I want, if you truly love my father, I truly just want everyone to protest the right way, protesting in peace.
The protesters say they have been peaceful, and police use military tactics on them anyway. And that has prompted a lawsuit. More after this from Charlie. Civil rights groups, including the ACLU of Louisiana, now allege in a lawsuit that Baton Rouge police have been violating the rights of peaceful protesters. Executive Director Marjorie Esmond.
People who were continuing their right to engage in peaceful protest were wrongly arrested, many, hundreds of them, some of them injured in the process.
The lawsuit also claims the police would give contradictory orders and then arrest people who didn't comply. One of the protesters, DeRay McKesson, broadcast his arrest live on Periscope. He says he was walking along the side of the road, because there were no sidewalks, walking away from the police, when one of the officers arrested him from behind.
He said, if you see me in the road, I'm going to jail. Watch the police. Like, they are literally just provoking people.
City police, you're under arrest. What? Don't fight me. Don't fight me.
I'm under arrest, y'all.
Why is he being arrested?
DeRay just got arrested from behind.
With the funeral of Alton Sterling set for tomorrow, the ACLU is hoping a judge will act quickly to impose an injunction on what they consider to be overly aggressive police tactics.
We're very concerned about what will happen.
The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.